23 minutes past seven now. Hundreds of World War II veterans have arrived in France ahead of the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings tomorrow. On the 6th of June 1944, thousands of boats and tens of thousands of Allied forces flooded across the English Channel to liberate France. Well, our reporter Paul Heaney has been speaking to quite a few veterans from Wales who've travelled there. He's just outside the city of Bayeux for us this morning, where the ceremony takes place tomorrow. Good morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Mike. The stages are up, the decorations are out. People from America, Canada and across Europe are all here in Bayeux this morning. You could probably just about make out the sound of a coach. There are several of those. In fact, you can't really move in this part of France for tour coaches at the moment. And it's all for the ceremonies which start tomorrow to mark D-Day. 70 years ago tomorrow, one of the crucial victories for Allied forces in the Second World War. And of course, Welsh soldiers played a big part in that effort too.
You've been talking to some of those veterans from Wales who are over there at the moment. What are they saying about it? How does it compare with previous ceremonies?
Well, it's a celebration in some ways from the towns in France who, of course, were liberated by Allied forces. But it's perhaps a more sombre reflection from the soldiers from Wales. Two of the veterans I was speaking to yesterday on the way across, one from Abercarn in Caerphilly, another from Abergavenny in Monmouthshire, were being stopped in the street yesterday, and whilst we were going around museums and cemeteries yesterday, by complete strangers, really. People just interested in their own personal D-Day story. Everyone has one, every veteran has one, and they're all individually unique, all very fascinating in their own right. And that was when we were in Saint-Mary-Glise, a town just a few miles from here, the first French town to be liberated by US forces. People there from across Europe, but further afield too, including Ryan Pendleton, who's from the USA. He serves in the US Air Force and was there on holiday with his son and his two friends, and says more Americans would like to come over here to France for the ceremony, and he's impressed by what's going on here at the moment.
Something that always surprises me is just how extensive the celebrations are. I'd like to see us people from many different countries, all Allied nations coming in with uniforms, vehicles, commemorative events. We have ceremonies. It's just, you couldn't, if you were to attempt to attend all the ceremonies here, it would take you months and months. There's so much. So it's quite impressive to see how much is put into commemorating the 70th anniversary.
So, Paul, what are the plans for tomorrow then?
Well, about half a mile away from where I'm standing, Maya, can make out the impressive site of Bayeux Cathedral. There's a service of remembrance there tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock UK time. A short walk to the cemetery here just up the road for another service after that. And that really brings home the scale of the sacrifice that was made during World War II, and specifically during D-Day. The number of graves and the number of memorials here really quite striking. Then tomorrow afternoon, the big event at Sword Beach, leaders across the world, including President Obama, will be at the international ceremony to pay their respects. David Cameron, the Queen, the First Minister will all be there too. Those are all the major UK-based events. And frankly, there's dozens of others across this region celebrating individual towns, individual villages, individual cities, personal stories and more local stories. And today I'm following one of the veterans from Abergavenny as he goes back to the area he fought in just after D-Day. It's quite an extraordinary story involving a photograph he found on the battlefield, which ultimately led to a school being named after him in France. It's well worth tuning in for tomorrow.
Thank you, Paul. And you'll be back with us in about an hour. That's Paul Heaney, who's outside the city of Bayeux.
And now, hundreds of World War II veterans have arrived in France ahead of the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings tomorrow on the 6th of June 1944. Of course, thousands of boats, tens of thousands of Allied forces flooded across the channel to liberate France. Our reporter Paul Heaney's been speaking to a number of the veterans from Wales who've travelled across. Indeed, we've got something very exciting planned for tomorrow morning. And Paul's got as far as the city of Bayeux for us this morning, where the ceremony takes place tomorrow. So good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ollie. From the bright sunshine in this part of northwestern France this morning, I can see rolling countryside to my right, and I can just about make out Bayeux Cathedral just over the rooftops to my left. That's one of the venues which tomorrow will host one of the many ceremonies for those involved in the D-Day landings 70 years ago tomorrow. Welsh veterans, of course, very much part of that effort, both on D-Day and in the weeks following it too. One of them was Trevor Bray. He's 89 and from Abercarn in Caerphilly, County Borough. He was part of a special communications group which landed on Gold Beach in 1944. I spoke to him on the ferry on the way across here yesterday. And the memories that have been brought back for him this week is that of the sound of the huge bombardment of the Normandy coastline here and his colleagues, which weren't as fortunate as him.
I suppose, really, it's the tremendous noise, really, that remains in my memory from that time. We went to the afterdeck and the officer in charge said to us, we didn't expect 25% of us to come back. And, you know, that became a stark reality in lives. I mean, I was fortunate, really. I survived the D-Day landings. I also survived the being out in the Pacific when we were hit by a kamikaze plane when I was on an aircraft carrier. And, I mean, I was spared all that. Others were not so fortunate.
How old were you in 1944?
I was 19 and a half.
Just imagine at that age, and that's something I'm sure that's been hammered home to you as well, Paul, when you speak to these veterans now, 70 years on, how young they all were at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's difficult for probably you or I, really, to imagine being in that situation because it was such a long time ago. But there's lots of mentions today and over the last week. Some people have been here since the weekend. Lots of mentions of friends who haven't made it this time. D-Day being 70 years ago tomorrow means veterans are now in their late 80s or 90s, and some of them are no longer with us, of course. That leaves a sense of duty, I think. That's the sense I get, anyway, from speaking to the veterans on this particular trip. There's a sense of duty for those who are here to represent and remember their friends, and of course the thousands of others who didn't survive World War II. In other ways, it's a celebration for the towns in France. Events already underway across this region in northwest France, street parades, church services, and of course there'll be a major international event tomorrow too.
And I'm very excited about what we and you have got planned for tomorrow morning. Just tell us what we're going to be hearing tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I'll be bringing you the story of one veteran from Abergavenny as he goes back to the area he fought in, which was actually just after D-Day and the days and the weeks following D-Day. It's quite an extraordinary story involving a photograph that he found on the battlefield. A series of events after that, which I'll tell you about tomorrow, which ultimately led to a school being named after him in France, which we think is a first. We can't think of too many other Welshmen who have had a school named after them in France. And, of course, tomorrow, a huge international ceremony where President Obama, David Cameron, Carwin Jones, the Queen, lots of other dignitaries from across the world will be attending Sword Beach tomorrow afternoon to pay their respects to those who have survived D-Day and, of course, those who are no longer with us, who would have been here had they still been around.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for the time being. That's our reporter, Paul Heaney, who's in Normandy. Of course, there will be more on this later today on Good Evening Wales, but tomorrow morning, so really excited about what we've got planned then. So you'll want to be with us for that.
Stefan, thank you. That's Stefan Messenger reporting live from Sword Beach in Normandy.
Well, you heard Stefan Messenger there talking about the event which is coming up in Aramanche. Well, our reporter Paul Heaney is there ahead of that international event in the square, and he's been speaking with someone who's been making the journey for commemorations for decades.
Well, it's an absolutely glorious day here at Aramanche in the north of France. We're stood just a few hundred yards from the beach looking out at the English Channel in the sun here this afternoon, where you can still make out the port that was built here by the Allied forces 70 years ago. Huge chunks of concrete just submerged into the sea just off the coast to help all the landing craft land at D-Day 70 years ago. And some of those landing craft are here today too. They've pulled up on the beach, which gives you a little sense of what it must have been like all those years ago. hundreds of seats out ready for the veterans and the